The following program is Music Time in Africa for broadcast on Sunday, October 5th, 1975. It's Music Time in Africa. Hi there. Welcome back to Music Time. This is Sue Moran, your hostess each week for our programs of traditional and popular African music by some of Africa's finest musicians and cultural groups of yesterday, today, and tomorrow. I'm glad you're joining me today, but first I'd like to say thank you once again, dear friends, for the nice letters I've been receiving. My colleague, music man Leo Sarkeesian, and I do appreciate the nice things you write about our programs in your letters. We're both very happy that you're enjoying the recordings of African music we select each week for these programs. Also, we'd like you to know, however, that we do manage to read all the letters carefully. So keep writing and listening. Now, for today's lineup of recordings, there'll be music of the Birom, Angas, Piem, and Jarawa, who live in the northern extreme of Benue Plateau State in the Federal Republic of Nigeria, in the region known as the Jos Plateau. The recordings were made in 1972 by the Institute of African Studies at the University of Ife. So off we go to Nigeria for Music Time in Africa. The Jos Plateau, where the recordings on this program were made, rises to an average height of 1,200 meters in the center of Nigeria. It makes up the northern extreme of Benue Plateau State, one of the 12 states of the Federal Republic of Nigeria. Without doubt, the countryside includes some of the most beautiful in Western Africa, and the climate of these highlands gives it a Mediterranean appeal. But what the plateau is particularly known for is the discovery of rich veins of tin just below the surface, the exploitation of which brought to light surprising archaeological remains. These reveal the existence of a very old civilization, 800 BC to 200 AD, where an iron industry was widespread and where art had reached a high level, known as the Nok culture. The 40 or so tribes and subtribes of various origins that make up the population of the plateau are as yet largely unknown, each possessing its own language and traditions. The plateau tribes were amongst the last in Nigeria to accept the changes in the approach of civilization. If we look at the different traditions, the Piem, whose music you will hear later on in this program, originated from a country to the north, and were amongst the first wave of immigrants. The Angas remembered having lived in Kanem and then Bornu before the arrival of the Kanuri pushed them out towards the 13th or 14th century. From this large tribe, several other plateau groups were derived. During the 16th and 17th centuries, Angas, Burum, and Yurgam were a part of the Jukun Empire, also called Kororofa, which experienced at the time an extraordinary development with the conquest of the territories east and south of the plateau, as well as the Kano and Zaria Hausa kingdoms to the northwest. This expansion would also have led the Birom, who lived in the forests to the south, to move to the plateau. Finally, the few Jarawa groups established not far from Jos came from the Bauchi Emirate, where the large part of the tribe are still found. Despite their diversity, the plateau tribes share the same type of existence, an essentially agricultural economy with a few handicrafts, pottery, basket making, weaving, foraging. The dwellings are round huts with conical roofs, grouped in circles. Several compounds make a village. Ancestor cults with nature spirits and agricultural fertility rites play an important role. This first recording was made in Jos in November 1972. Mwanta Tok, a professional birom musician who makes his way around more or less everywhere in the district, accompanies himself with an 8-stringed bow harp, giving a pentatonic scale over 1.5 octaves. The instrument is called molo, a generic term which, on the plateau, refers to both harps and raft zithers. The musician sings of the young girls in the town of Pangxin, of his own family, his mother, and the head of state of Nigeria. He also speaks of his admiration for that marvelous invention, the tape recorder. I have another example of birom music from the Jos Plateau region. This was recorded in the village of Zawan in October of 1972. Two birom musicians, Moses Pom and Pom Boat, sitting side by side, play with four hands using rubber-tipped hammers on a xylophone, with a keyboard of 14 keys. The instrument is called the kundung. Under each key, there are resonators made from the horns of an ox. The horns are cut in decreasing sizes from low to high pitch. The soloist plays in the higher register and uses about half of the keyboard. Kundung xylophone music, also called ryom tok, is for dancing, particularly for seasonal festivals. At one time, these festivals played a large, important part in the social life, particularly the festival called Mandieng, at the beginning of the wet season, usually in the month of March. The people first celebrated it at Ryom, the oldest Birom village, then in the other districts according to a strict order. The festival of Mandieng lasted 5 days, and it was during this time that marriage endowments were paid, that the brides would move in with their husbands. On the fifth day, an old man would go into the fields, plow 5 furrows, and sow the first seeds, thus opening the agricultural season. That was Birom music for the Mandieng Agricultural Festival on the Jos Plateau in central Nigeria, played on the 14-note Kundung xylophone. As I mentioned earlier, on the Jos Plateau, the generic name Molo refers to both the harp and raft zithers. In the first recording I played for you today, you heard a Birom musician playing the Molo bow harp. This next selection features a raft zither played by a musician of the Angas tribe. His name is Mwapaji, a cultivator from a small village not far from Pangxin. Although he's a farmer, Mwapaji earns extra money by going about singing folk songs and accompanying himself on the molo raft zither. His instrument, which is widely used on the plateau, is made entirely from reed and has five groups of three strings. In this song, Mwapaji praises the charms of a young girl he would like to marry, but he fears the parents would not agree. He would carry her away on his back, but there's a group of Hausa waiting outside like vultures with the same idea. Alas, times have changed. Mwapaji consoles himself by drinking beer. Music of the Angas on the Jos Plateau in Nigeria played on the molo raft zither. The Jarawa of Gwang District on the plateau often perform their traditional music with large flute and drum ensembles. The flutes, called Sharawa, are usually made of bamboo with notched mouthpieces and four finger holes. The ensemble in this recording, which was made at Jos, consists of 12 flutes and three accompanying drums. The three drums are slung over the shoulder and hit with curved drumsticks, each drummer playing a different rhythm. The first drum, shaped like an hourglass, is called kalangu, a Hausa term indicating its origin. The other two are cylindrical drums with laced skin heads and are called ingonbin and ibin, respectively. The flute players dance at the same time while playing and wear ankle rattles made from woven leaves filled with small stones. The lead singer in the group praises the chief in whose concession the dance is usually performed, and at the same time praises a few other important persons in the area. That was an ensemble of 12 bamboo Jarawa flutes of the Jarawa people recorded at Jos in the Plateau region in central Nigeria. My final selection for today comes from the PM tribe and was recorded in the village of Pongshin. Here, the raft zither played by the vocalist is accompanied by a percussionist hitting a large half calabash turned over on the ground with two drumsticks. The molo is the same type commonly found in the Plateau region, made entirely of reed, with five groups of three reed strings. Audu Janar Haluri sings a song of praise, introducing himself first, and then remarks that he's always happy when he has food and water.
Daba, 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 Daba. Wana karuba Daba Java. Karo Daba Daba Java. Shut.
Friends, it's time to go again. This was the first part of two programs featuring the music of the Jos Plateau region in the Federal Republic of Nigeria. Hope you enjoyed the music, and I'll be back next week at the same time with the second half of the program. Join me then, won't you? This is Sue Moran saying so long for now. Have a pleasant week. This has been Music Time in Africa.
Now, this listening reminder from the Voice of America's Africa service. Be sure to tune in African Panorama weekdays over most of the same frequencies for the latest world and African news. You'll also hear in-depth reports on African news developments direct from our correspondents on that continent, as well as from those around the world. You can hear African Panorama twice daily at 16 and 19 hours Greenwich Mean Time on frequencies in the 13, 16, 19, 41, or 49-meter bands shortwave. Now until next time, this is Bill Castle in Washington saying so long for Music Time in Africa.